Hi, this is Mandana. May I
Hey.
share something?
Sure.
I wanted to share that my husband and I just came back from a long trip, and prior to this trip, I was concerned about being far away for a long time in a location with limited internet and phone access in case my mom's condition changed and I couldn't be reached easily, or I couldn't travel back fast enough. I shared my concern with you, and with your blessing and encouragement, I went on this trip and really felt good about my decision. And as it turned out, my mom continued doing well. My sisters and daughters were available if needed, and my husband and I really enjoyed our trip. This was a good example of how believing that I was needed and wanting to be somebody has chained me to my ego and has influenced my happiness for most of my life. At least now, with your teachings and tools that you have offered us, I'm able to identify these chains and try to break away from them. In fact, following your teachings is a new way of living for me. Thank you for showing me how life can be joyful. And I just don't have anything to offer in return for all you have done for me, except to share joyful moments of my life that you have brought to me and give me my sincere love and devotion. Thank you, Seth. I love you.
Thank you. The key word that you say is identifying. It is so amazing that all of us cannot identify the cause of our pain. Where before we just thought that these are just the normal happening, and we didn't know where the source of it was and who ourself is, and it was just like being in a jungle without any light. Now I hear it daily from every one of you that I identify now. I identify the character that has built this ego self. And I see it. Just seeing it is enough to be able to disidentify with it. And that is, like you said, new way of life, where we can handle things in a different light than we did before. That we do have a torch in our hand, that the darkness doesn't scare us because we are bringing the light to it, the light of wisdom and the light of love.